From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Monday, December 30th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Breaches, breaches, and more breaches. Apple makes a change that brings security and support tickets. And DHS and cyber disclosure policies. This is the Business of Tech. Over the past weeks, we've covered a number of security incidents. Here are some updates on several of those. The ransomware attack in Alabama? Four patients across three hospitals have now filed a class action lawsuit against operator DCH Health System. The charges? Negligence, invasion of privacy, breach of contract, a breach of fiduciary duty, all from the attack that impacted DCH for 10 days. How about the Wawa breach? Six lawsuits, at least. The charges? That Wawa did not adequately secure its computer systems against malware. The lawsuits seek damages and legal fees of more than $5 million. Next up, the city of Pensacola, Florida. No lawsuits here. No, here the criminals have released 2 gigabytes of files from the city, which are intended to prove they stole more than just a few files. And to round this out, the Heritage Company, an Arkansas-based telemarketing agency, notifies its employees that they may lose their jobs after a ransomware attack shut down the business's servers earlier this year. So why do we care? There are some great case studies here in breaches. We talk about security being an extinction event for companies. The Heritage Company incident is the classic example. A breach earlier this year, and they may go out of business months later. It never happens in real time, but rather ends up being a slow descent. These stories are all the outcomes. One company likely to go out of business, two more with big lawsuits, and a city with their private data released to the internet. Pick your poison for bad outcomes. Apple is going to start enforcing new security rules within macOS Catalina this coming February. Starting February 3rd, developers of applications that are non-Mac App Store will need to be notarized in order to run by default. Otherwise, the apps will result in warnings and require the additional step of allowing them within the Security Preferences panel. Why do we care? Part of the defense macOS has against ransomware is this level of enforcement by Apple, and this will result in the classic trade-off of usability in favor of security. Support organizations should expect to see customer support tickets over this issue, so here's your warning. Apple is betting big on privacy, and here you see more of it. I'm in favor of this type of move and would call on more vendors to focus on secure by default, even if it does introduce some complexity. My prediction? MSP tool vendors will lock down and enforce more of these rules themselves, and one that doesn't will have a very bad year. The Department of Homeland Security has drafted a directive that requires government agencies to develop and publish a cyber vulnerability disclosure policy. The order applies to all federal executive branch departments and agencies, except the Department of Defense, the CIA, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Why do we care? The U.S. is the major Western country without a national disclosure policy. This directive does start the process for civilian executive branch agencies. Obviously, there'll be some consulting companies helping these agencies with their policies. Remember, there are still disclosure requirements in other areas or via other legal mechanisms. DoD contractors do have to disclose breaches, just not to the public, and the SEC requires companies to determine if an incident will have material effects on the company's future earnings. Companies are also required to disclose the loss of personally identifiable information, so-called PII information, under laws passed in all 50 states. At some point, it's logical to think that a national disclosure law is coming. This looks like another step on that path. Building and implementing disclosure policies remains an area of opportunity for consulting. Episode 39 of Killing It Podcast is now out. Three topics this week: Ring, their cameras and security, and larger issues around that, trust in software-defined networking, and changing the subject with digital assistants, how it might save Christmas. Three hosts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, please share with one of your colleagues on your social feed. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. This will be a different week with no show on Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.